organized by creative collaborations in support of struggling artists and in an effort to stimulate the local neighborhood economy. The next Hump Day PDX is October 9th from 7 to 10 p.m. at Southeast 9th in Belmont in Portland. More information about this KPU-sponsored event may be found at kpu.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Yellow Pages, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit pdxgyp.com.
This program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, serving the metro area since 1946 with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab offers airport service, wheelchair-accessible vans, and can be reached at 503-227-1212. In Vancouver at 360-694-1234 or RadioCab.net.
You're listening to 90.7 FM KBOO in Portland. My name's Natalie Marie, and welcome to Out Loud. KBOO program has been made possible in part by the KBOO Foundation members and a grant from McMinimins, inviting Out Loud listeners to the Pearly Gates, the newest dance party in Lola's Room at the Crystal Ballroom, featuring up-tempo disco and soul with a modern twist every Sunday night. For more information at mcminimins.com/lolas. Welcome to Out Loud, everyone. We've got a great show for you tonight. Lots of guests, lots of things going on tonight. First off, I want to mention we've featured an artist on the show many times before, and some of you are familiar with Sonia, who is going to be performing on the 16th of October at the Alberta Rose Theater. And I wanted to just kind of intro the show with a track from Sonia to get you all excited and in the mood for some music. We're going to be featuring some artists and some music tonight and just get the kind of creative flow going. So in just a moment, you're going to hear Love Out Loud by Sonia.
Mom and pop, like you may never see them again. See them as the victims of their broken hearts. No, you're not so different. And you cry on a hill. A memory in a house of
your size. Best to be on the other side and out of there.
Somebody else's play was all the time.
That was Sonia, once again, who is going to be performing at the Alberta Rose Theater on the 16th of this month. Sonia's been a featured artist on Out Loud numerous times. The song you just heard was Broken Film off of their new release, and before that, Love Out Loud. Now we're going to be talking with an Out Loud contributor, Alan Silver, very shortly, but first, before we get to that, I wanted to read an email that we got from one of our listeners. Somebody sent in some information, and just also point out that this is a great way to get in touch with us. If you want, send an email. You want something announced or read on the air or help promoting some sort of show, get in contact with us, and we'll be happy to feature you. Or if you're interested in getting involved with Out Loud, definitely send us an email. This email I got is from Amy Blue. Amy says, I am a bisexual singer-songwriter and a fan of the show. Thank you, Amy. Under the small indie label Bad Girls Records. I am trying to release a compilation album. It's called For Our Love, and all the proceeds are going to go to benefit Oregon United for Marriage to aid them in their campaign to get a marriage equality initiative on the ballot in 2014. I am passionate about this issue and hope that we can raise the funds and awareness while also sharing some original music. Amy's also included a link for the benefit compilation. For Our Love, I believe is what it's going to be called. She says, I am doing an Indiegogo campaign to raise funds for a project and would love to be featured on the show. So at some point, Amy, we would like to get in contact with you and hopefully play some of your music on here. So just, you know, putting it out there, you know, people are doing things all over. And if you're involved in something and you want to get some recognition or get some promotion out there, get in contact with us. We're happy to feature local queer artists and performers all the time. Now, next up, we're going to be talking to Alan. Are you there on the phone, Alan?
I am. Hi, Natalie.
Hey, Alan. Welcome to the show tonight. How's it going?
Good, good, good.
Good. Now, Alan, you've got an event coming up that you wanted to talk about a little bit briefly. It's Thrill the World. Is that correct?
It is.
Okay, awesome. So tell me about it. Tell me, what is Thrill the World?
Thrill the World is a worldwide simultaneous thriller dance. It's been going on. This will be the seventh autumn that it will be held, and it'll be the seventh time that Portland will have had a local performance here.
Awesome. And where's it going to be at?
We're going to dance in Irving Park. There's a covered basketball court at the park in Irving Park's in Northeast Portland on Fremont and 7th. It's a spot we've used before, and it seems to work really well for having a couple of hundred people come out dressed as zombies and do a dance.
Sounds cool. And when? What was the date of this again?
It's October 26th, 2 p.m.
October 26th, and that is a... What day
Saturday.
Is it? Saturday at 2 p.m. So, mm-hmm. Thrill the World, Portland at Irving Park. So, this is? You said this is the seventh annual?
It is.
And has it always been at Irving Park?
No, we've moved around from location to location year by year. We're sort of nomads.
Cool. And what kind of turnout have you seen before?
Well, in the last three dances we've had, and these are all since Michael Jackson passed away, mm-hmm. We've averaged about 200 dancers each time. So we've had a good turnout.
Nice. And this is a family friendly event.
It is indeed. We have folks from in fact, we have practices all through October every weekend. And there was a 6-year-old girl who came to practice on Friday, and her mom said that it was because it was her birthday, she got to pick whatever she wanted to do, and she said Thriller practice. So, yeah.
Nice. Okay, so how do people get involved? There's practice sessions. When do people, how do they find out about those or where they're going to be?
You can check us out on Facebook. We're thrilltheworld.portland, thrilltheworld.portland on Facebook, or email us if you don't have Facebook. Our email is ttwpdx@gmail.com. And we'd love to hear from folks and let them know what the practice schedule is. There's plenty of dance practices coming up, so there's lots of time to learn the dance with us, or folks can learn the dance on their own at home. There's instructional videos on YouTube, Thriller World instructional videos, so folks can set up their own practices and learn that way. So all folks need to do is learn the dance beforehand.
Cool. Wonderful. Sounds fun. So lots of things going on in Portland. And now for the wonderful month of October, you can go out and dance like a zombie with Alan. Well, thank you, Alan.
True. Yeah. We do Thriller World as a benefit for SMERC every year.
Wonderful.
So we ask for donations from dancers. We've raised about $3,500 over the last 6 years for SMERC, Portland's Sexual Minority Youth Resource Center and organization. We're absolutely humbled and excited to be able to aid. You can look up their activities and their programs at SMERC, SMYRC.org. And we'll be doing the same this year. So if you want to dance and you want to donate, both are wonderful.
Wonderful. And SMERC is a wonderful, fantastic organization to be helping out with all the youth there. So yeah, anybody who's interested in getting down and dancing like a Thriller zombie, we'll see you at Irving Park, Northeast 7th and Fremont in Northeast Portland. That's Saturday, October 26th at 2 p.m. Well, thanks, Alan. Thanks for coming on the show and for telling us about this wonderful event. And hope to see you there.
Awesome. Thanks, Natalie.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.
You too. Next up, we are going to be talking to some folks from the Not Enough Music Festival, Music and Arts Festival coming up here on, what is the date here? Edgar, would you care to chime in?
October 19th.
October 19th. Yeah. Okay. We'll be the Not Enough Queer Music and Arts Festival. But before we get into that, we're going to talk to some guests here. I want to hear a track from one of the artists that's going to be at the festival, and their track, War Within.
We'll be right back.
That was War Within by Dark Entries, who was going to be one of the featured artists at the Not Enough Queer Arts and Music Festival coming up October 19th. And in the studio tonight, I have some guests, representatives of the Not Enough Festival, came down here tonight to talk about the festival, what it's about, and when it's taking place, and all the great things that are going to be happening there. So welcome to my guests. I got a couple here, so let's just go around the room first, and everyone introduce yourself. I want to start here at my left.
Hi, I'm Dexter Flowers.
Hi, Dexter.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Edgar Frias.
And I'm Maria Bonacci.
Welcome, everyone. And if we want to go around briefly, just mention how you're associated with the festival, what you're doing. Go ahead and start, Dexter.
Well, I got involved with the festival, I caught wind of it, and actually asked everyone if they wanted to be on KBOO Radio, because I thought it'd be a good idea. And then so I came on KBOO with them right before their first show. We did a really fun show with Carla. And then I also collaborated with my friend Cooper Lee for the first Not Enough Festival.
Cool.
And myself, I'm one of the original founding members. I definitely, I've been part of Not Enough for the last 4 years. And I kind of help organize, and also something else that I do is really kind of take care of some of the performative and film parts of the festival.
Cool. Maria?
And I have been to Not Enough every year. I inserted myself in the organizing process this year just because Not Enough is one of my favorite things that happens in Portland. And the year before last, I performed in a band after never having played music before in my life, but I had taken drum lessons for a little while. So me and two of my friends were in a metal band, and we performed at Not Enough, and it was one of the most terrifying and also rewarding experiences I've ever had. So this year I was like, hi, guys. I think what you do is really cool. Can I help? So I jumped in.
Awesome. Cool. Well, thank you all for coming back down to the studio. Let's tell me a little bit about Not Enough. What is Not Enough? First off, what does that mean? Not Enough. Where does it come from? Anybody who would like to?
I can answer that. It kind of started off with us really having a lot of discussions in Portland around there not being enough new queer music, new queer art, and there. Not to say nothing happens in Portland. We definitely really want to acknowledge that a lot of really cool queer stuff happens in Portland. But we also were like, we want new stuff, and we want people just to create things. And a big part of Not Enough from the beginning has been also the feeling that there's not enough connection going on and not enough community or feelings of community in Portland. And a lot of us as organizers had many discussions about isolation or people just not feeling like they belong somewhere or supported in what they wanted to do. And so a lot of Not Enough came from this desire to create a space for people to really feel welcomed and supported in making new work. And that's a really big piece of our mission and our journey, is to bring in as many people as we can and really encourage as many different kinds of work and projects as queers want to make.
Right. And this is the fourth annual Not Enough Festival. Has it typically in the past, has it included a specific type of maybe music or artists, or all artists welcome? What I want to know is what can people expect to see at the Not Enough Festival?
Sure, yeah, I can speak to that. So, no, Not Enough is open to anybody who wants to submit. So the requirements or the eligibility guidelines are that it has to be a collaboration. So the work has to be not only new, as in not having been presented before, but it has to be a collaboration with another queer artist. So the idea is, again, like Edgar said, people who are creating new work and presenting new work for the first time. So, for example, if a band had been established for a year and had played shows out in town, they wouldn't be eligible to perform in Not Enough. But if that band recruited two new members and wrote new music, then they would be able to play. Or if members of a band decided to reinvent themselves and play different instruments, for example, then they would be eligible to perform in Not Enough. But no, there are performances that are all over the map. So it's music, right? All mm-hmm. different kinds of music that are being performed. And then it's also visual art, video, live performance, interactive stuff that's going on just in this space. So it's really open. And the other thing we want to be really clear about is that Not Enough isn't always has been all ages. So we're working with Smirk this year. Smirk is hosting Not Enough for us, and we're really excited to be there. Smirk is awesome, and we're hoping that some youth from Smirk will submit to Not Enough and play or show their work. So
wonderful. Yeah. So it is all ages then. And it's taking place at, is it taking place at Smirk then this year?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. That's great. Another benefit for Smirk. Great. Yeah. Lots of different organizations, lots of groups are doing wonderful things to help Smirk. As we all know, it's a wonderful, wonderful little organization there. So fourth annual Not Enough Queer Arts and Music Festival, again, October 19th. At Smirk. Tell me a little bit about the format for the show. Is it a day-long festival? You want to speak to that?
I could speak to that. Okay. It's a day-long festival, and right now we're still developing the schedule, but so far we have, there are going to be some groups, kind of, we have someone doing like a therapeutic group. There may be some more talking groups in the beginning of the festival, and then it's going to move on into some films. There's going to be like exhibition time for people to come and see the artwork. And we're thinking it's going to start around noon. Kind of noon is when the groups are going to start. And then after the exhibition time, we're going to have films and then some performances and then bands will play. And we might mix up the bands and the performances maybe, but we're not really sure. As I said, we're still working on the schedule right now.
Sounds good. That's great. So more or less a full day of art and music with plenty of youth invited. That sounds great. Go ahead. Next time.
Hey, I just wanted to say I just heard about something really amazing, too, that you're going to be making a self-love altar, which I think is so awesome. I was just curious, like, to hear. I think people might be interested in hearing about that.
Yes. Tell us about this. What is this self-love?
Yeah, so I'm working with Erin Leckenby. She's a witch and also a fellow queer artist who I've worked with before. Last year we did a group. It was like a process talking group about addiction and ritual in the queer community. We wanted to have a conversation about that. And so this year we, you know, really been talking a lot about wanting to really be more open about our own queer spirituality and what it means for us. And we wanted to create an altar and a space for people to be able to just share in what it means for them to have self-love or self-care. And we're also going to be having like an opening of the ceremony and a closing, kind of doing some sort of witch work and also just some spiritual work with people who want to participate as well.
So cool.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. Nice spiritual take, invitation for folks. All right. Well, what I would like to do next is, and I think our listeners out there would also like to hear a little bit more music, since a lot of artists going to be there and a lot of stuff going on. So we're going to hear a track from Thank You, Holy Spirit, titled Spring. And then after we listen to that, we'll come back and talk a little bit more. That was Voices, Can I Have is the title of the track. Actually, it was not Thank You, Holy Spirit. We will be hearing that song a little bit later in the show. But Voices, Can I Have, nice little drum instrumental there. So now we are back in the studio here talking to Dexter, Edgar, and Maria from the Not Enough Queer Arts and Music Festival. And I think Dexter had something that you'd like to read. It's going to be something more personal, maybe not part of the festival, but
yeah, exactly. But on theme,
right? Cool. And then just really quick, briefly, I wanted to let all our listeners know that the tracks that you're hearing tonight are not from artists currently that are going to be performing, but from past artists. So it's not necessarily stuff that you will hear if you go this time, but you'll be hearing similar things and maybe some new things. But yeah, go ahead, Dexter. Take it away.
Thank you, Natalie. Yeah. Awesome. So this is a story about my beginning of life. It's called Paula Bell, Are You My Father? I was conceived on an acid trip. Or was I? The story I've clung to my entire life goes like this. My mother and my father, in love, on LSD, were parked on a ridge in Topanga Canyon, experiencing what my mom fondly recalls as fairyland. A magical dimension where dysfunctional soulmates transform into mythic creatures. Okay, perhaps this shouldn't be a comforting way to identify how I came to be, but it was. Myself, always a dreamer, always a step away from stumbling into oncoming traffic, with my poor vision and head in the ether. It was nice to have an excuse. Hey, I was conceived on an acid trip. I have often shrugged away any judgments about my frequently eccentric, ditzy demeanor. Just try to argue with fairyland. As the story goes, that night, my tripped-out parents resided in a land all their own, under a billion stars, and 9 months later, a mythical beast baby was born. The child knew it was not of this world, with her flaming red hair that matched neither of her parents' jet-black hair. But somehow, that red hair had broken through the strands of DNA. She was alien, but also the love child of Felicity and Neil. This way of understanding my life was further enforced by the ongoing joke in our family that an alien had somehow inseminated my mom and that I really came from planet Argon, a planet of redheads. And so I had a father named Neil who lived in Northern California and a partial father that lived on the planet Argon who I had little chance of ever meeting. My mother was just fine with the nebulous circumstances of my beginnings, and so was I. Or was I? On angry days as a teenager, it served as ammunition against my mother. I can't do my math homework because you did acid and smoked pot before I was born. I'd hiss like a psychedelic snake child from a bad trip. It felt great to have an excuse to blame her for my shortcomings. In my mid-20s, after my dad passed away, some questions began to itch and gnaw at me, like little ankle-biting poodles, pestering yet fluffy at first glance, but sore and repetitive at the core of me. To explain my process, you need to know about two other people. I need to tell you about a man named Daniel, and I need to talk about Paula Bell. In a gay bar in Hollywood, California, when my mom was pregnant with me, she laid across an entire table with red-headed Paula Bell, the butchy femme stud, heavily making out while all the gay boys cheered. When my mom first saw Paula Bell, she was leaning against a wall in the lesbian pagan bookstore, wearing a sultry black velvet dress that went to the floor, a pair of well-worn cowboy boots, and a rhinestone necklace around her long, graceful neck, which matched her huge diamond blue eyes. She took my mother's breath away at first glance. I made eye contact with Paula Bell, and I thought to myself, uh-oh, I am in big trouble. My mother had said about her first meeting the mysterious woman. Why were you in trouble? I asked over the phone, a tad puzzled. You know, because I was in trouble. My mother's use of the euphemism was in compliance with my total lack of desire to hear any details about her sex life. But since I kept asking, what do you mean by trouble? She finally blurted, oh, you know, because I was turned on by her. Yeah, so why is that trouble? I found that troubling. She took a huge breath and exhaled. Trouble is when you are so attracted to someone, you have no choice but to leap blindfolded into a big bowl of exquisite chaos with no care about the outcome. And you are in trouble, I added. Serious trouble, she said. The gay bar in Hollywood had many nooks and rooms, nooks and crannies, and Paula and my mother made out in every single one of them, offering themselves up as quite a spectacle. I have always thought the image of my mother with her Preggers tummy on a date with Paula Bell, surrounded by homosexual men who adored them, is pretty fantastic. Once, when I was in my mid-20s, I confided in my mom the slightly embarrassing fact that me and a girl made out in a lesbian bar in such a way that resulted in us breaking the bench we were on, to which my mom mused, like mother, like daughter. Paula Bell slept with my mom the week of my conception and all through throughout the pregnancy, as did my father, Neil, and as did Daniel, the third and final contender in the Who's Your Daddy playoffs. My mother must have believed it took a village to conceive a child. During this period of time, she was very interested in matriarchal tribes of the past, where there was lots of free love, and who the father was remained unimportant, because the whole village raised the child. How idealistic, right? That's my mother. A gorgeous and wonderful woman, the village was more than happy to help her out with the conception part. But the matriarchal ideology stopped there. Little did my mother know we would end up villageless and that she would be left to raise her little bundle of angst all on her own. Back to Daniel. Are we good on time? Back to Daniel. There's little I know about him, just that he was a friend of my mom's, an actor and a dancer, and he had red curly hair and that they only did it once and just happened to have been during the month of my elusive conception. When I was maybe 13, I asked my mother more about him. Like, did we look alike? I didn't know him that well, but he was really cute. He had this hook nose, kind of like Freddie Mercury. You look nothing like him, my mother told me. But didn't he have red curly hair? I probed. Yes, but his hair was more strawberry blonde than red. My mother strained to convince me, since Daniel was all but a vapor, and we were both in a silent conspiracy to uphold Neil as my biological dad. But was he? Hey, Daniel from Argonne, who the hell are you? Paula Bell, however, my mother continued, was a beautiful redhead with hair more your color. My mother, who maybe read one too many Tom Robbins novels, was inspired to add her poetic gobbledygook into the already mixed up landscape of my teenage mind, where these questions were paramount. However, truth is, all of that aside, I sometimes envision Paula Bell's energy pulsing through my veins, effervescent, applauded at gay bars for her lesbianic displays. Paula Bell, are you my father? Aw, thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Dexter.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, that was beautiful. So, Dexter, and now are you going to be at Not Enough this year then?
Or? I will definitely be at Not Enough. Awesome. I'm very excited to be there. And I might be submitting something a little late. Yeah, I'm making a podcast, hopefully, with my friend this week. We'll see how it goes. He's visiting from out of town.
Cool.
And then maybe going to put it to film.
Awesome. So folks can get some more from Dexter and get to meet you possibly by showing up and Not Enough. Edgar.
Also, I just wanted to mention that, you know, submissions were due October 4th, mm-hmm. but you might be able to convince us about letting you into the festival if you talk to us. So we definitely want to welcome people to still submit because we're pretty big on improvisation and collaboration, even at the festival as well.
Awesome.
They're so welcoming. Just like the nicest people that you could collaborate with. I highly recommend working with them. They're great.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. Now, before we hear another track here, was there some more information that you wanted to let people know about Not Enough? We were talking during the break, and so that's why I was just wanted to give you the opportunity.
Yeah, there were a couple of things we wanted to talk about. One thing I'll talk about is that, you know, we're really big on collaboration and kind of having creative energy just move through queer communities. And one of the things that we're really proud of is that Not Enough has also started in New Orleans. There's a Not Enough New Orleans and also one in Winnipeg as well. Mm. And so we're definitely really happy to see our energy and the work we've done here continue to grow. And speaking of growth, also we want to talk a little bit about some projects from Not Enough.
Yeah, so we wanted to mention some bands that have formed at Not Enough. So one of the really cool things that has happened is that bands that have formed just to play at Not Enough have then been like, this is a really great experience, and we have chemistry, so we're going to continue to play together. So we wanted to mention some of them. FLB, Labrys, Magic Mouth, Cockeye, Voices. Some of you have seen some of these bands play. Mm. And then Brittany Taylor, who is like a comedian, like stand-up facilitator comedian, has joined some other performance organizations and has done some stuff around town. Is there anybody else that I can't think of anybody else off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Holy Spirit, the next band that we're going to play. I'm part of that band also, and I've never played music either, like Maria, and was really encouraged by people, other musician friends and artists. And we've also had shows, and we've recently played with The Need, which was really big. And I still don't even know if I can call myself a musician in many ways. A lot of my background's in art and performance, but... it was really just powerful for me to be able to play with them as someone who just started from not really knowing how to play that well.
Awesome. So it's a great opportunity for people to meet and get together and also start new projects. Lots of growth happening. So once again, before I let you all go, 4th Annual Not Enough Queer Arts and Music Festival coming up October 19th. It's taking place at Smirk and going to be about a day-long event, all ages, starting around noon. So get down there and support Smirk. Support local queer youth, music, art. There's really just not enough of it in Portland, and that's the beauty of this. Now we're going to hear another track from a past artist. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We're going to hear the track Spring this time. So here it is. Enjoy.
So we were talking about having conversations.
I was thinking every night it was turning to the beginning.
Yeah. It is a time to reawaken. It's a time to shift. It is a time of expansion. It is a time of growth. The spirits are speaking as loudly as always.
Loudly as always.
They have this message.
That was Thank You, Holy Spirit, and their track Spring, from past performances at the Not Enough Queer Music and Arts Festival. So thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for that wonderful track. Next up for the show, I have in the studio with me Maya Chamberlain.
Yep.
Coming down here to talk to us about the Gay and Grey Expo coming up, which is later in this month?
Yes, okay. October 26th.
October 26th. Awesome. So tell us about the Gay and Grey Expo. What's going to be happening? Where is it at? Give me all the info.
You got it. Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to get some outreach going too, Natalie.
Of course.
It's a really exciting year for us with the Expo. This is our fifth year, and we made some really deliberate decisions to liven it up this year. So we're doing it at The Colony, which is a brand new, beautiful event space in St. John's, 7525 North Richmond Avenue. And it's a gorgeous space, and the community has been really welcoming. We've historically had the event at Friendly House, where we know and love our neighbors and they support our efforts, but it's been great to go into a brand new community and feel the welcoming, and it's been a really good experience for us. We also had a very deliberate goal of making this year's event fun. We really wanted to focus on fun, and our theme is kiss and tell, and the intent was to provide a backdrop of celebration in honor and acknowledgement for the amazing strides that have been made for LGBT people over the last few years, specifically in reference to DOMA and Don't Ask, Don't Tell having been repealed. So mm-hmm. We knew that marriage equality was going to be a big focus of the event, so kiss and tell seemed very appropriate for that. Our event keynote speaker is Linda Campbell. She has been in the media recently. She is an amazing woman, although she's still figuring that out. The rest of us saw it the moment we met her. But she is the first woman to have successfully petitioned to have her same-sex partner buried in Willamette Cemetery. Linda was a military person, and so this was a major advance in many ways, and so she's coming to share her story.
Wonderful. So and this is going to be, you said it's at The Colony.
Yes.
Give us the date again. What was the day?
October 26th. Doors will open at 9:30, and the event will run till about 4. We have a huge, the ballroom is transferred into our vendor hall, where we have local businesses who are really there to celebrate diversity and to show their commitment to serving LGBT populations, specifically older adults. So the Expo is an annual event of SAGE Metro Portland, which is an acronym, Services and Advocacy for Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender Elders. Mm-hmm. That's a program of Friendly House in Northwest Portland. We're celebrating the second year of our affiliation with SAGE, the national program. So there is a lot of enthusiasm this year, and we're changing up a lot of things that hopefully will be a draw, not only for the older adults for whom this event is really about, but we hope to be able to bring in a younger crowd too, because really we're all aging.
Right, right. We are all aging, and that's, you know, I think that's a good thing to be focusing on, you know, is connecting those, you know, who have had the experience of the elder community with those who maybe need to gain more experience, you know, or have a lot to learn from others and that. What's one way are you trying to facilitate that through the Ganger Expo?
So we have kind of four major goals for the day. One is that it is a fundraiser for Sage Metro Portland. Cool. But our ultimate goal is really to raise awareness for the strengths and challenges in the elder LGBT community. Mm-hmm. The strengths are too numerous to mention. It is an incredible population of people who I feel blessed to have the opportunity to work with every day. Mm-hmm. It's about building community, just like what you said. We want to have older people and younger people and straight people and gay people and everybody to come together to celebrate, to raise awareness, and then lastly, just fun. We want it to be a fun and an informative event that really people have the opportunity to walk away feeling as though they've learned something new.
Cool, wonderful. So as far as, again, I'll ask about the format of the event.
Yeah.
What is it going to look like? You said there's going to be some vendors.
Right. So as you walk in, you'll be in a vendor hall, and then there will be breakout sessions throughout the day. So our morning sessions, there will be one on marriage equality, where we have incredible panelists ranging from an attorney to the deputy director of the state unit on aging, a member of the faith community, all talking about how the changes in DOMA impact our lives, mm-hmm. What these changes mean for us, what it means specifically as Oregonians, what will it mean when we actually do have the right to marry in our state, which should be coming down the pike very soon. Mm-hmm. The campaign will be there to talk about ways for people to be involved. The other morning session is Sex After 60. So, not for the faint-hearted. Come and be prepared. It will be really exciting. And that session is backed by popular demand.
I imagine.
Yes. We had it last year, and it was very exciting. And it will be even more so this year. I promise there are surprises.
Oh, wonderful.
So we also... we have a speed friending event. So rather than speed dating, mm-hmm. this will be an opportunity for a low stress opportunity for people to make friends and build their own community and networks. Mm-hmm. And then out dancing will be there to teach us the waltz and I think the swing. And so that it will be definitely a celebratory environment. And then the Imperial Sovereign Rose Court will be there to end the day with us.
Oh, cool. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. So a number of events going on during the day. You said dancing?
Yes.
I love dancing.
Good. Come dance with us.
Yeah.
You could be a solo dancer or a couple dancer, but you'll be able to learn some great new steps to take with you to the next event that night.
Awesome. Great. Okay. And so let's recap really quick. It's happening the date again and at the...
October 26th at the Colony in St. John's, 9:30 to 4-ish. Everything you'll need to find is at our Facebook page at Gay and Gray PDX Expo. Also our website at Sage Metro Portland. Check it out, please, and come visit and like us and let others know about the event if you think you're interested.
For sure. And you said it's a benefit event. Is there, what's the cost for admission?
There's a suggested, thank you. Suggested, mm-hmm. This is also new this year, suggested donation of $5 to $10, but nobody will be turned away. And all the proceeds go to supporting the SAGE program, which is really about enhancing the lives of older LGBT adults.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Maya, for coming down and talking to us about this wonderful event that's coming up in the community. As you said, it sounds like another a great way for us to connect and do some of that hard work of community building. Wanted to thank you again for coming on the show. Thank my guests from Not Enough, and also thank Alan for coming on. And also, I wanted to send a special thanks to those who have sent in submissions and emails to Out Loud recently. And like I said at the beginning of the show, if you have something that you'd like to bring to the community or something you'd like us to talk about on Out Loud, send us an email. You can get in touch with us at outloudradio@gmail.com or look us up on Facebook at Out Loud Radio. It's a wonderful way to connect with the community and the broader community and to reach those that you might not otherwise see or interact with on a daily basis. Also, another thing is we always need help. We always need volunteers and members in the community who want to make radio and come do this. It's exciting work. And like I said all the time, get involved. It's your community. It's your radio. I come down here and I do this and I hang out. And you know what? We're just sitting here chatting and having a good time. You can do it too. We can all make radio. So until next time, my name is Natalie Marie. Thank you again to all my guests. Thank you to Liam, my sound engineer, for keeping the show running as always. And we'll talk to you next week. And I'll be back next month. Until then, remember, live free, live proud, and always live your life out loud.
Have you ever been talking about government spying when someone says, well, if you aren't doing anything wrong, why are you worried? Heidi Boghossian's new book, Spying on Democracy, is all the answer you'll need. I'm Linda Olson-Osterlund. Help me kick off KABU's fall membership drive. Tune in to A Deeper Look Thursday, October 10th at 9:30 a.m. My guest is Heidi Boghossian, Executive Director of the National Lawyers Guild. She'll talk about her new book, Spying on Democracy. You'll have an opportunity to become a member, get the book, and answer those doubting friends. That's A Deeper Look Thursday at 9:30 a.m. right here on KBOO.
Dada, dada, dada day. Thursday, Thursday. Come one, come all to the Clinton Street Theater this Thursday for an evening of Dada film and music. We'll be playing surrealist silent films and cartoons, and the soundtrack will be provided by you, the audience. So bring your favorite musical instrument, kitchen implement, speak and spell, tantric bell, hot keys, or tchotchkes to the Clinton Street Theater, Southeast Clinton and 26th Avenue in Portland, this Thursday, October 10th at 7 p.m. Tickets available at brownpapertickets.com. All proceeds benefit your community radio station, KBOO. Thursday, Dada, Clinton Street, KABU.
At least the haggis arrived at a reasonable hour.
The time is 7:01. You are listening to KBOO Portland. Hard Knock Radio is next.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Y'all ready for this?
Ladies and gentlemen.
94.1.
In history.